here, basically, what we say on the tin, independent trusted support. One of my team members talks about unscrambling soldiers. So they'll come through the door, they've got a lot of things going on, they're not quite sure how to move it forward. And what we're there to do is unscramble them and kind of sit down, get to what the root problem is, what is the solution to that problem, how do they want to move it forward, and to empower them to do that themselves. We're not part of the chain of command. So if somebody comes in and they've got a problem, ultimately, we'll have to refer it back in some way, shape or form to their chain of command. But we encourage them to do that themselves. But we can listen and we can support them to kind of find a solution.
You've come over to Palace Barracks, Northern Ireland, but you do this throughout all the centres, don't you?
Yes, we've got centres all over the world. We've got Battis, Cyprus, BFG, and across the mainland, and we're hoping to move into Kenya. And the commitment that we make to our staff is that there is always somebody available 24/7 for them, and that we come out and visit them as regularly as possible.
You mentioned Battis, Kenya, BFG. Northern Ireland's a bit unique in that it's not overseas operational, but it is overseas, so it's hugely important that we have WRVS here.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. I think it's not classed as operational, it's potentially not classed as overseas, but it's not easy for the soldiers to get home. And I think sometimes the closer they are to home, it can be more difficult for them because they can see it almost and they can touch it. And I think for us to provide a centre on site for them where they can come and they can use the facilities free of charge, kick the boots off, get away if they're sharing a room, get away from the guys in the room, and just come and chill out and not have to worry about having any money there. And also not to worry about having a drink. We are dry centres and we're dry centres for a reason. And, you know, just come in and chill out. Have a chat with Leah or one of your friends. Challenge Leah to a game of pool. I believe she's getting a lot better at it.
We'll think about that one.
Leah, specifically in Palace Barracks at the minute, obviously with the re-rolling and rebasing, going through a lot of upheaval, change, what can you do to help?
What I can do is literally listen to their worries, can still reassure them, help them with any questions that they've got, remind them that we are all still going to be here to help them through any upheaval, help them with paperwork if they so need it. If they want to know more information about a set area where they're going to, I can pull up that information. If not, I can give them the contact details to get that information.
If I can just add to that, I think it's really important that it's business as usual as far as we're concerned. We're here to support any personnel that are on camp. Come down, let some steam off with Leah, have a chat to her about what's going on. We don't have to do anything about it. Often there's nothing needed, but it's getting it off your chest, having a brew, having a biscuit, and then moving forward with it.
Have you enjoyed your trip to Northern Ireland?
I have loved my trip to Northern Ireland. It's been brilliant. I've got to say, everybody that I've met has been very friendly. It's a different way of life over here, isn't it? There's a lot of crack over here. Yeah, it's been very enjoyable.